With a Starbucks app, you can make a moment with a tap. So next time you order your morning coffee, treat someone else and make their day. To tell them you're grateful for them, or that you've got their back, or simply to say thanks. Share the moment. Download the Starbucks app.
Feeling a little foggy in the mornings? A little more forgetful? That's junk sleep. Those tossing, turning, unrestful nights from sleeping on a mattress that's not right for you. So let the highly trained sleep experts at Mattress Firm help you find the perfect mattress. They'll use Mattress Matcher technology to connect you with the ideal sleep products. And just like that, no more junk sleep. Talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert and unjunk your sleep today. Visit a Mattress Firm store near you or go to mattressfirm.com.
It's never been easier to communicate with people, but it's never been harder to know which platform you're supposed to communicate on. Here's a simpler solution. With call, meet, and message all in one app, RingCentral makes communication easy.
With all that connectivity in the palm of your hand, you can work from anywhere, with anyone, at any time, and never miss a beat. Because when it comes to communication, simple is better. Learn more at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Simpler communications.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, from the arts to sports, and from business to history, and everything in between, including your stories. And this next story comes to us from a listener in Colorado, Patty Kingsbaker. And, well, take a listen to this one.
It was back in 1962. I was 12. And my brother, who was 10 years older than me, was getting out of the Air Force, and he was in California. So he had made a deal with me, you know, if my grades were really good, that he would fly me out to California and that I could drive back with him cross country when he got out of the Air Force. So, and of course, I was just beside myself thinking, oh my God, we're going to go to Disneyland and I'm going to get to see Hollywood and Hollywood Boulevard and the stars. And, you know, it's a 12-year-old. I figured if you went to Hollywood, you were going to see movie stars. Anyway, so I flew out and we spent a couple of days in L.A. We went and saw all the stars on Hollywood Boulevard. In fact, it was Thanksgiving. It was around Thanksgiving time. He took me to dinner at this restaurant in Hollywood that was really famous at the time. They actually brought a phone to our table so that I could call my mom and say, Happy Thanksgiving. I was like, I mean, for a 12-year-old, they bring a phone to the table. Then I looked across the room and I saw, I know that guy. It was Jesse White, who at the time was the Maytag guy. So, you know, that was my first celebrity sighting. But we went to Disneyland, and the whole day we were there, you know, I mean, Jesse White wasn't exactly up to where I wanted to see somebody like Annette, okay, or Frankie Avalon. And so when we were at Disneyland, the whole day, my brother would go, oh, there's Annette. And I go, where? And of course, he was just yanking my chain, they weren't there. And he kept doing that to me, and I would get all excited and, you know, no celebrities. And so, but we had a great time at Disneyland, and then we hit the road, and we had spent the night in Needles, California. So we got up really early, went to the gas station to gas up to head out. And the gas station was kind of crowded, which I really didn't notice at the time, but there was a trailer pulling a horse, and there was a big like Winnebago type thing. And so, but I'm sitting in the passenger seat and my brother comes back to the car and he goes, get out of the car. Elvis Presley is standing over there. And I'm like, yeah, right. I mean, I'm not going to fall for that again. And so he goes, I swear to you, get out of the car. Elvis Presley is standing over there. So I'm like, I look out of the car, and sure enough, standing there in black pants and this shirt and this scarf around is Elvis Presley. So I grab a piece of paper and I get out of the car and I go over to, I can't speak. I'm like, I'm standing in the presence of royalty. And he just kind of smiles, and I'm standing there with my pen and paper. And he said, did you want me to sign that for you? And I said, yes, please. So he asked me what my name was. I said, Patty. So he wrote to Patty. I still have it to this day. Loving kisses, Elvis. And I got back in the car, and I mean, my heart was just pounding. And he got back in the Winnebago. And what it was there was a Cadillac limousine, the Winnebago, and then there was another car pulling the horse. And in each of those, there were two chauffeurs with, you know, these overalls with EP on there, you know. And so they kind of took off. And then the guy, there was this guy who stayed to pay their gas bill, and it turned out to be Colonel Parker. So my brother started talking to him, and he said, yeah, that Elvis had just finished filming this film, Viva Las Vegas, and that they were heading back to Memphis. He was just really nice. Anyway, we got in the car and they took off, and I said to my brother, I didn't get a picture. I said, you've got to follow him. You've got to follow them. I need a picture. And so in the meantime, I put rollers in my hair. I'm 12, you know, and we followed them for hours. And sure enough, they start pulling into another gas station. And when my brother used to tell this story, he goes, rollers were going everywhere, all over the car. And, you know, I'm brushing my hair and trying to just look perfect for Elvis. And so I got out of the car when we got to this gas station, and I went up to one of the guys with the overalls and the EP. And I said, could I please get a picture of Elvis? He said, well, we don't have any. And I said, oh, no, I have a camera. I'll take the picture. And he was just kind of snotty. He just said, you know, Mr. Presley doesn't get his picture taken like that. And I'm like, so I get back in the car. Of course, now I've got crocodile tears. I have followed Elvis for hours trying to get this picture. And nothing would upset my brother more than his little sister having crocodile tears. And so all of a sudden, Elvis got out of the Winnebago again. So my brother got out of the car and he said, hey, Elvis. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, can I get a picture of you with my sister? He goes, sure. And so I'm like trying to dry my tears, and I'm getting out of the car, and I walk over there, and he put his arm around me and he said, hey, haven't I seen you somewhere before? And I went, yeah, a couple hours ago in another gas station. So we did get the picture. Of course, back in those days, you know, it was with a little Instamatic camera. And my brother only took one picture instead of several. And he was so nervous that it is a little blurry. But I do have the picture, and I do have the autograph.
And what a great story from Patty Kingsbaker. And boy, she recalls that like it was yesterday. And I can bet her brother was shaking like a leaf taking that picture. By the way, we broadcast just an hour south of Memphis in a beautiful town called Oxford, Mississippi. To the east, Tupelo, Elvis's birthplace, is an hour away. And to the north, well, Graceland is an hour away. And I don't think it's an accident that our American stories comes from a place not far from where Elvis was born and where he died. Patty Kingsbaker's story, a beautiful story, and how Elvis treated her, my goodness, just beautiful. Both of their stories here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
What up? It's Dramos. You may know me from The Recap on LA TV. Now I've got my own podcast, Life as a Gringo, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be talking real and unapologetic about all things life, Latin culture, and everything in between from someone who's never quite fit in. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.